Taste of Ireland with Ireland's Blue Book, a romantic collection of Irish country house hotels, manor houses, castles and restaurants. Ireland'sBlueBook.com
on Dublin's easy place to relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
A very good evening and welcome to A Taste of Ireland. I'm Ed Finn, and this evening we're coming to you from the Mustard Seed in Ballingarry, County Limerick, an award-winning restaurant and charming country house nestled in the West Limerick countryside. And I'm delighted to be joined this evening by John Edward Joyce, the owner and proprietor here of the Mustard Seed. Hello, John Edward, how are you?
Hello, Ed, how are you?
Welcome to the programme.
Thank you.
John Edward, this is absolutely beautiful here. John Edward, before we talk about the Mustard Seed and the fabulous history here of the house, can you just tell us a little bit about yourself and your own background and how you came to be here?
Well, I'm a Connemara man. I'm a Clifton man from Coodaclay up on the Sky Road, looking out on Omi Island and on the islands out to sea. And I came to Limerick to the Mustard Seed in 1992, which was then in Adair. And my cousin had been working there, actually, and she was leaving, and they were looking for a waiter or a head waiter or whatever it was going to be, and that's how that came about. So I came for like 6 weeks, or it was from October until after Christmas, early January, and that was going to be that, and I was going to do this, that, and the next. But anyway, time evolved or elapsed, and I then came back. In those days, we closed in the Mustard closed in probably January, February for like 6 weeks or 2 months, and then we came back to action again. And then by then, Dan Milan had planned to buy this house here, which was Echo Lodge, or the now Mustard Seed. We all got more interested, I suppose, or more on board, and from there on it went.
You were Dan's sort of right hand man for a good few years, were you?
Yeah, from 1992 onwards, really, from October 92 onwards. Now, prior to that, I had worked in Clifton in the industry for all my summer jobs and all through college. I worked in what was the Clifton Bay Hotel, which is now Foyles, and that's where I cut my teeth or started.
So you saw that there was great potential, I suppose, here in this a magnificent country house.
Yes, and the location was perfect. I suppose it was in that part of the Golden Vale, and the produce were here, and the clientele were here as well, I suppose, in that it's an area where people do go out to dinner and enjoy treats like so.
Hospitality was always your main thing. You really enjoy that.
I thoroughly enjoyed it. And I suppose the thing is, I enjoyed it more so than I realised initially when I was in school and college. It was a summer job and all of that. And then I did business studies in Galway, in the RTC Galway. That's not the title for it now, but I can't think of it. But that was very enjoyable. And I suppose it did help me along the way. And I was always saying, oh, I'm going to do something else, or I'm going to do whatever. But my father one time said to me, when I was going to work at Easter time or sometime when everyone else was socialising, he said, aren't you socialising while you're working? Aren't you paid to socialise?
Brilliant. So it was a great passion of yours.
It was, yeah. And it became more and more. And, you know, when I went to the RC in Galway, funnily enough, a lot of my friends were in hotel and catering anyway, and I hung around with the hotel and catering crowd. And that time, you'd get a little gig in the evening every now and then over in the Great Southern or in one of the hotels where there'd be a banquet or a function on. And, of course, unless you were doing hotel and catering, you weren't supposed to do it. But, of course, everybody was looking for tearing a few bob, and everybody needed a helping hand. So they were only glad of the people. So that was good fun, actually, in its time.
Dan Milan himself was kind of a legendary figure in the hospitality business as well. I know a few fellow journalists who were here in his days as well, and he was quite... So it must have been great to work with him and to get to be part of all of that.
Oh, it absolutely was. Dan did his initial training in Karlsruhe, and then he trained in Switzerland and many other places, and he worked with Jerry Galvin and McCluskey's. There was a restaurant called McCluskey's in Bunratty that time, Marion and Jerry McCluskey. And he loved that style, and that's what he sort of brought to Adair himself. So I suppose he started in 1985, when many people weren't doing that style of restaurant, definitely in the countryside or outside of Dublin.
Yeah, and I mean, it started off as a thatched cottage in Adair, isn't that correct?
Exactly, yeah, the house on the now beautiful, beautiful cottage. Now, funny enough, not thatched. That row is all thatched, and the two last houses, the Mustard Seed and the house next to it, the only two that weren't, and that house is now the Wild Geese, but it's not thatched, funnily enough. But that's where it started. It was there from, I think, 85 until we all came here in 1996. So it had a long standing there. Now, Dan was very enthusiastic, or still is very enthusiastic. So I suppose that enthusiasm fed off on all of us, or on me definitely.
And there's a great history here. I mean, the house itself where we are now, which is magnificent. Mm. It was a convent before, and it was a school as well. And it was built by a parish priest. Is that correct? Or what's the history of the house?
Yeah, that's correct.
Itself?
It is a very beautiful house, as you can see. It's the whole design of the house, or the site even for the house. It's beautiful. It's nestled beautiful. And funnily enough, actually, it doesn't even catch the weather. You know, this house was painted one time while rain. And the outside, the exterior was still could be done, but it has an interesting history because it was built in 1884 by the parish priest with funds left over from building the church, or so we believe. Money, I suppose, it came from America, and it was done to upset the rector across in the trees. There's a lovely deep house just across the road from us here, and sold on to the convent a year later. But I found a letter. I was given a letter lately from our parish priest, or our retired parish priest now, on that history of the house, where they wanted to encourage education or a school to Ballingarry. So they brought the nuns over from Ebbey Field, and they got the choice of this house or the canon's house, as it was, and they chose this. The nuns, and they were here for almost 100 years, I think. So most local people, or all local people, everybody from Ballingarry would have started their school days here. In that time, it was the primary school.
Very interesting. So, I mean, and when did it open as a country house hotel then?
In March 1996, it opened. And it opened with a buzz. The very first night was the 10th of March, and I always remember the restaurant was completely full. And there was two cats who sat at the front door. We have no cats anymore, but there was two cats who sat at the front door. They were the house cats. And everybody had to step over them. They wouldn't stir off the mat. They had taken their residence or their share of the day. But it was from that very first night, we knew it was going to work because the atmosphere was brilliant. It was a lovely atmosphere. There's a lovely feeling in this house, actually, even without it being a restaurant, because as I said, I had worked for Dan anyway in Adair, and when he had bought this house, I had sort of stayed here at times because somebody had to stay to mind the house because the it was ripped open at the time. There was no back door or there was no side or whatever, but where the renovation work was going on. But even when it was just the bare shell of the house and the sun streaming in even through these lovely windows, it was lovely. It had the atmosphere. The building has a lovely atmosphere.
We'll talk a little bit later about the food. You're renowned, of course, here for the cuisine as well, which I very happily experienced myself firsthand. It was absolutely fantastic. In terms of people that come and stay, John Edward, then, I mean, have you got people from all over the world, I suppose, coming here?
We do indeed. We have people from all over the world and always have had since the very early days. The first year that we were, or the first March that we were opened, I think I said we opened on the 10th of March, I think it was St. Patrick's Night, and the restaurant was full, and the doorbell rang and I opened the door and there was a young American couple at the door. So I think that was a good omen. They had followed, they'd come from wherever, I suppose they'd followed Adair essentially, but they'd come here. But we do have a clientele from all over the world, but we have a very local business, so we do as well, thankfully, and we've a very loyal local following and a very loyal Irish following and loyal Blue Book following as well.
And of course, being part of the Blue Book is terrific, because I mean, it really has a unique, I mean, I suppose a lot of people who would know the Blue Book would know what they expect. I mean, here you're surrounded by beautiful furnishings, beautiful artwork, the hospitality, again, family owner owned, family run usually as well. So it's quite unique, the whole experience, really, when you come here.
There is, and I think that's a Blue Book, almost like in want of a better word, a stamp of assurance. All Blue Book houses and restaurants are like so, you know, and it's a very important membership, or a very important group for us, or for me anyway. I suppose we work together as a family, essentially.
Yeah, absolutely.
Individually, but still together.
And I suppose that's one thing that people really enjoy about these experiences. Mm. I suppose it's really lovely for romantic kind of gourmet getaways, I suppose, John Edward, you could say, really would be the sort of experience you can have. I know also for families as well, but this really for me is just a gorgeous place to come if you wanted that, really, to get away from it all, that real country house Irish hospitality. And that's, I think, what you get.
Well, that's what we are. We're very much a house, so you're very much coming to stay in a house with nice rooms and somebody to cook for you. And the lads, Angel and Mikey and all the lads, cook beautiful food. And we have lovely, I mean, we've lovely local food as well. We've lovely suppliers and all of the rest are...
Wonderful. And we can talk a little bit later about things to do, I suppose, around the area as well.
Oh, yeah.
But listen, that brings us nicely along, John Edward, to your first choice of music this evening, Raglan Road.
Yes, the lovely, written by Kavanagh, as you know, and it's an old favourite of mine. I think it was written by Kavanagh for Maura de Barra, but in my school days, Brendan Flynn, our English teacher, who was our vice principal, but he set up and ran Clifton Community Arts Week and still does. But Brendan would take out the guitar every now and then in an English class and he'd play Raglan Road, and it's one of my all-time favourites.
On Raglan Road of an autumn day I saw her.
A Taste of Ireland with Ireland's Blue Book. A romantic collection of Irish country house hotels, manor houses, castles and restaurants. Ireland'sBlueBook.com.
On Dublin's easy place to relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Welcome back to A Taste of Ireland. I'm Ed Finn, and we're coming to you this evening from the multi-award winning Mustard Sea down here in lovely Ballingarry, County Limerick, and I'm joined by John Edward Joyce, the owner. John, we were talking there earlier about the lovely house here and the history of it. Now, the area, of course, here, Limerick, has an awful lot to offer people. And when people come and they stay here with you, what are the main things that they like to do and see around the area here?
Well, there's lots to see in that it is the heart of the Golden Vale. So there's the lovely countryside, I suppose, the lovely lush green fields to start with. But we have Knockfearna, which is our hill, or I'm nearly calling it my hill now, which is just here in the village, which is a beautiful, the Hill of Truth. And that's a lovely trek, lovely for walking, lovely to just relax or take your pet or whatever. As you know, we are pet friendly, so people do come with their dogs. And
that's very interesting, because I was actually reading about that pet lovers can choose from a deluxe suite with access to a garden or courtyard, mews with its own front door. It's a great facilities for the pets altogether.
Yes, so they can I suppose it's just more relaxing for people that they can come in and out and have a little bit of freedom for their pets as well, and they've access to the garden.
And I suppose with the current situation where staycations are, like, you know, what people are thinking about, I suppose, a lot for this year, John Edward, I suppose that's very important, really, that people can bring their pets with them.
Oh, it's very important. And a lot of people, I think, who are pet lovers wouldn't travel unless they could have their pet with them. So it's very important. People are not inclined to put their pets to kennels or have them minded. They like to have them with them. So that's... We have that facility. They can take them and relax, and we have the garden to walk in, and they have the...
Well, you have 12 acres of doggy delight you have here, isn't it? It's absolutely magnificent. Yeah. So, I mean, beautiful. The gardens and the grounds, I suppose, are one of the main attractions aren't they?
This is, I suppose, within the house for somebody on a very short stay, that's probably one of the that's one of our... And we love the lovely lawn just to relax and for dogs to run in and play on and whatever.
Yeah,
and then, as I say, we have Knockfearna, and then we have the Greenway, which is just now open.
You're very modest, John Edward. You're a former winner of the Georgina Campbell Pet Friendly Hotel of the Year as well.
Yes, that's a lovely award from Georgina, and actually an award that the Mustard Seed phone never stopped ringing once that award was given or awarded, because I think people are always looking for somewhere to go with their pet.
Absolutely. Mm. And I mean, when you're talking about the area here, of course, Limerick, I suppose, wouldn't have been such a big area for tourism in the past, and it's definitely coming, growing and growing every year now with all the different attractions you were saying there, the Greenway. Mm. You also have a wonderful milk market here, isn't that correct?
Yes, an excellent milk market in Limerick, and that's a Saturday morning favourite for, I think, nearly everybody. There's lovely producers there, lovely.
And I mean, for anybody who doesn't know what that would mean, that would be something sort of similar, I suppose, where people would know sort of the English market in Cork sort of thing. Is that sort of similar?
Something similar. So
Lots of
local produce. And it's now canopied in or covered in. So it's a covered market. It's an all-weather market now, let's say.
So, I mean, for people that want, for nature lovers and for people that want outdoors and activity, I suppose this really would be kind of heaven for them, wouldn't it?
Well, absolutely, because you're in the heart of the countryside. And as I say, we've Knockfearna Hill just on our doorstep. We're also very near to Loch Gur, which is very interesting. The walking there is lovely. It's a Stonehenge New Grange that era, so it's early Neolithic. There's also a lovely little museum there at the visitor centre, which is very informative. And there's the stone circle as well. In fact, we had a lovely couple here in December who got married in Loch Gur on the it wasn't quite the shortest day, but it was on the way to it.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah, and that's another thing, of course, that you do here as well. People, of course, a beautiful setting for weddings.
Yes, indeed. We've had many, many small weddings down through the years, and we can have weddings on site now as well. We have our sunroom to the front there, which looks out.
Brilliant. Another part of the experience here, John Edward, that a lot of people talk about, of course, is the wonderful food. And, of course, you have chefs here from all over the world, and you've got amazing influences. Can you just tell us a little bit about what people can expect when they come here in terms of the cuisine and the hospitality in terms of the food and the type of food that you serve up as well?
Well, our restaurant is a very important part of the house, and I suppose I often say to guests, you know, if you're coming to stay, you have to have dinner, or else you don't get the full experience. And we have four very good chefs from literally all over the world. The head chef is Bulgarian. The next chef, Mikey, is Sri Lankan. We have Peter's a Slovakian, and Christopher, who does the baking and the pastries, is Polish. We have our own garden, which helps with lovely produce and lots of local suppliers and lovely meat from Pat Barry's in Croom. So local butchers, local producers now.
I had beautiful pheasant here last night, which was delicious. Again, I haven't had that absolutely perfectly cooked, and I must say it was a delight. So lots of game and lots of local produce, really.
Yeah, lots of game, and we try to be as seasonal as possible, which is very important as well, and gives a nice variety.
And of course, that's another thing that's part of the Blue Book, isn't it? Again, the food, it's a huge part, isn't it?
Oh, it is, yeah, because each Blue Book house is either a restaurant or a country house and restaurant, so the food is very important. And there's a consistency. Every house has a good restaurant, all different, but still all very good restaurants. It's part of the criteria of being a Blue Book member.
Fantastic. So, John Edward, that brings us along to your second choice of music this evening. If you could tell us, what have you chosen for us?
I have chosen Linger by Dolores O'Riordan, who was a great Limerick, is a great Limerick woman, a regular to the Mustard Seed in her day. And I love that song. And maybe as well as that, it'll, when people are here, that they will linger and enjoy.
Taste of Ireland with Ireland's Blue Book, a romantic collection of Irish country house hotels, manor houses, castles and restaurants. Ireland'sBlueBook.com
on Dublin's easy place to relax.
Sunshine 106.8. Sunshine 106.8.
Welcome back to A Taste of Ireland. I'm Ed Finn, and we're coming to you from the Mustard Seed in County Limerick this evening. John Edward, it's very nice to be part of Ireland's Blue Book. It's a really special thing, isn't it?
It is very nice, and it's very important for us, because it's a small group with all individual houses and restaurants, as we may have said earlier. And I suppose it's almost like a family. Everybody does help each other out. I mean, everyone has their own expertise or their own, and you can always call for help or call for advice or call for guidance. And I suppose right now, in these funny times that we're in, that is also great.
And of course, I mean, it is very challenging times at the moment. I suppose you're ready to open at any stage, I suppose, again, once we come out of the current situation, and hopefully, you know, plans ahead for the summer and the autumn.
Oh, please God, we are, as soon as we're allowed out of the traps, we're ready to go and looking forward to it. And I think we're small houses we don't have big numbers. We've lots of spaces and our lovely outdoor spaces, as in our lovely walking, our lovely fresh air. So hopefully we are ready for off. I mean, and looking forward to it.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. I mean, and that is something that people, when they do come here, I mean, you know, you were saying to me that 18 rooms, again, quite intimate in terms of hospitality. It's a really unique kind of experience. It's almost like staying, it's like staying in a lovely house, really, isn't it?
It is indeed. And that's what it is. It is a house with a relaxed, homely atmosphere, I suppose, where you feel welcome and you feel, you do relax. You enjoy the nice food and sitting rooms, lounges, whatever you want to call the rooms.
And I mean, for yourself, I mean, your typical day, I suppose, here, you start early. And I mean, what could you bring us through sort of what your typical day would be here? Is every day different?
Every day is different, so it is. And I have to be very careful now when I say I start in the mornings, because I'm not the best of morning people, but I do start sometime in the morning with endless cups of tea as we get going for, and we have breakfast in the morning. And I start in around that time and then work away throughout the day. And we do dinner each evening. The restaurant's open seven nights a week for residents and non-residents. I do get to Knockfearna. I walk on the hill here. I think I mentioned Knockfearna Hill earlier on, but that's my go-to place. So I encourage everybody. The joke is, if you're looking for me, that's where I'm gone. Everybody who checks in is encouraged to walk in Knockfearna. The lads joke here, and they say when people agree to go or not agree to go, but when people go or when they come back and they say, oh, you're in with John Edward now, you're fine because you've done Knockfearna.
Brilliant. I'm looking forward to doing that myself, hopefully.
Oh, yeah, it's a must. Yeah,
And it's great. And of course, great exercise as well. And isn't that wonderful about this, where you're located here?
It is lovely exercise. And it is a good walk, as in it's a track. It's not too steep. But in fact, it's the highest point in County Limerick, nonetheless.
Wow,
so it is good. It'll get the heart ticking and the appetite up for dinner. And
brilliant. And in terms of you were saying there, a standalone restaurant, of course, which the Mustard Seed is as well. And I mean, that's what a lot of people would know from the local area here as well. And all the local, your food and produce, is it all locally sourced?
All local in as much as possible, absolutely. Some from our own garden from there on out. Now, obviously, it is an interesting enough menu, as you could see yourself. So not everything can be local, but the vast majority of things are.
Wonderful. And I mean, yourself, John, in terms of your own relaxation, I mean, you were saying there that you love to go walking in the local Knockfearna. In terms of travels yourself as well, you were telling me about some very interesting places. You've been to some fantastic places, from Mexico to the Lebanon. Do those influences come back with you, and do you bring interesting things back and to show the chefs here, and do you try adventures? We had lovely Lebanese wine the other night, which was very interesting.
Well, I suppose in wine, well, I suppose once you travel anyway, you do see another angle, and we do discuss, but the chefs are all fairly well travelled themselves as well, and they all have their own good ideas. So really, all right, the wines I do and pictures and art and all the rest, but they're adventurous themselves. And the other thing, and I think that's one of the reasons why our restaurant is as good as it is that the lads have a more or less a free rein.
And again, Janabra, I suppose every room here as well, I was looking around, individual rooms, very tastefully decorated. I mean, it's a wonderful experience. No two rooms really are the same. Four-poster beds, you know, you have that beautiful, romantic country house experience, fireplaces, libraries. I mean, it's just perfect for that getaway from it all, isn't it?
It is, and all our rooms are individual now, and they're all the size of the house, as in they're country house, Victorian house size. They're not huge rooms, but they're comfortable rooms with the old leaded windows, and they have the lovely views, and they are very relaxing.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's sort of one of our passions in this house, is painting rooms and decorating rooms and hopefully making them better all the time.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I mean, they're absolutely beautiful. And for yourself, then, I mean, when you're being in hospitality yourself, and of course being, I suppose, a stickler for standards, when you eat yourself, when you like to go to restaurants yourself, what sort of pet hates would you have, or what would drive you mad?
Not too much fussiness, I suppose. I like fun, as you may know from talking to me, but I enjoy just straightforward, nice, fun, nothing too formal, nothing too serious, or nothing too contrived.
So, I mean, if you were to say to somebody who hadn't booked to come here before now, I mean, if you're for first timers, what would you say to them that they're going to, what are they going to enjoy aside from your wonderful hospitality and humour and the food and the area? I mean, it's really a great, it's really a getaway from it all, isn't it?
And I think they should be able to relax, just relax and be yourself. And more than when I'm out, that's what I want to do. I want to relax and be myself. And I think the guests can do that here, and that's what we encourage, is that comfort that you feel at home. You just chill out.
Yeah, and you were saying there earlier about the Blue Book as well. Of course, we were talking about, you know, being part of it and the networking. And again, I mean, that's what people really enjoy as well, isn't it? That kind of you're almost guaranteed a certain standard and a certain level of, in terms of food and in terms of, you know, standards and hospitality. It is that unique quality that's hard to actually, almost hard to put your finger on it, but it's something very special.
And that is very true. There's an assurance that in all Blue Book houses that you will be well looked after, and every house has that very good, comfortable, safe standard, I suppose, and with the excellent food and the relaxation. And I suppose being a Blue Book member, it's a happy group to belong to. I suppose I think I may say this earlier, it's like a family, and you do want to behave accordingly, which is a good...
Yeah, of course, absolutely.
Which is good, a good standard.
What would you say to, if you had a chance to sort of talk about, you know, what really the challenges you're facing at the moment in terms of the hospitality sector itself?
I suppose the uncertainty is the challenge for us all at this very time. That uncertainty, of course, will go with time, with vaccines and all else.
I mean, but you were saying that to me earlier, that you're totally ready. You know, once you get the green light yourself, and I suppose a lot of all the other places around Ireland are already really ready to get going and to open up again.
Oh, very much so, and I think we're all looking forward to that. And I suppose for it, what we want is everybody to feel comfortable and safe at the same time. And I think in the, as I said, this is our third lockdown, as we all know. So each time when we did reopen, all our guests did reiterate that they did feel comfortable and they did feel safe, and I think that resonated throughout all Blue Book houses. So that's and to keep that up going forward.
As well as, I suppose, when you were saying that with managing your team of people from all over, your chefs that come from all over the world, I suppose it's running a business really, John Edward, as well, isn't it? And you've got so many, there's so much involved in it all, isn't there?
There is, and it is. I suppose, yes, it is a business at the end of the day, and there is a lot involved in it. But look, I'm very lucky. I've got a good team, and everybody works as hard as each other, and that's no word of a lie. And I mean, particularly last, whenever it was, when did we all start up again? At the end of June, nobody balked. Everybody just came back to work and worked flat out, as hard as myself and harder.
Of course, absolutely.
We're lucky that way. But I'm lucky here anyway. I mean, the mustard seed as a house, as I said before, has that nice feeling to it. And everybody who works here has helped that as well. Plus, we have a very loyal following from both, I suppose, our customers and my workmates.
Absolutely. And I mean, as I was saying earlier there, you're multi-award winning from Georgina Campbell, the McKenna Awards. Can you just tell us, I'm just a little bit, I know awards aren't everything, of course, but I mean, you've got some wonderful awards here, which are terrific. And I suppose people, I mean, they do make a difference at the end of the day, don't they?
Well, they do. They're like a nice endorsement. And I think everybody feels when they try hard, well, there's a little... It's like a little pat on the back. And I think also our loyal customers feel, oh, well, you know what, we must be going to the right place, or it is the right place to go to win Georgina or the McKenna's endorse us.
And have you got any funny stories about some guests that, you know, have you, I'm sure you must have lots of ones that you can and can't tell me, but is there anything that stands out?
There's lots of funny stories, but we won't tell. There's plenty of funny stories about myself.
Yeah, of course. I mean, there's famous. You hear stories of it, all sorts of things going. But I mean, I guess that's part and parcel of the. It's, I suppose, you never know what you're going to expect, and meeting people from all over the world. Yeah. It must be a great experience.
Well, that's the world of people. Everyone is different, and we all do funny things, and we all, whether we like it or not, we all get a little confused at times.
Brilliant,
and that's what makes for for funny.
Well, I have to say, I mean, you know, for some firsthand myself, having been here, I mean, absolutely wonderful experience. And the food and the hospitality, I mean, you can't really beat it. I suppose Ireland does have something special in terms of, we don't realise it sometimes, I suppose.
Well, I think, yeah, sometimes we don't. And I think that's one of the great things about when you do travel and you see all these other lovely places and lovely food and lovely restaurants and lovely cultures and that, is that you realise how good our own is. And I think, of course, Ireland has the beautiful produce and the people.
It does indeed. And I think that includes yourself. John McKenna, I was reading John McKenna said, step through the grand front door and you'll never want to think about checking out. I thought that was brilliant. I agree with that.
Good one. Linger, as we said, with Dolores.
So, John Edward, what have you chosen first for your final piece of music this evening?
I've chosen Inishlak and Linen and Lace by Bill Whelan.
Very good. And has this got some special significance for yourself?
Well, I suppose Bill Whelan being a Limerick man originally, that does help. And this is a Connemara piece in Inishlak and Ireland.
Well, John Edward, thank you so much for joining me this evening. And thank you for your, what you describe as faultless faultia. Go to Mila Mahogat.
You're very welcome. Thank you.